Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 112, season 5. And today's date is March 15th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. Today's episode, I will talk about a very old TV show that a lot of people remember watching in the early days in Chicago, which is The Cisco Kid. And I will talk about my memories of watching the show, and it's about the history of the show and its character. Also, I'll do a wrap-up of last week's post on my social media accounts on Vanished Chicagoland. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pop-Tarts. And this commercial is from 1975, features Milton the Toaster. Yeah, this toaster talked to you when you were put your Pop-Tarts in. I remember this when I was very little. It was very amusing. So here's the commercial right now. Take it away.
A lot of you moms don't know there's a lot of good inside Kellogg's Pop-Tarts toaster pastries.
There is?
Sure. First of all, there are 6 Pop-Tarts inside.
6? That's good.
And there's real fruit filling inside, plus a tasty pastry crust.
Hey, that's good, Milton.
And 6 vitamins and iron.
Well, now that's very good.
You see, for snacks or as part of a good breakfast, it's good to know there's a lot of good inside Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pop-Tarts. I'm Milton the Toaster. He's a character. He was just around in the 70s. I remember watching him when I was in grade school, high school. And to this day, I still eat Pop-Tarts. I'm 58 years old, and I'm still eating them. It's kind of embarrassing. But I love them, you know, and I like them with fruit, you know, cherry, strawberry, blueberry, chocolate. I like chocolate fudge. I remember when I was a kid. They made s'mores now, s'more flavor. I saw red velvet one time. I'm going to buy that. That looks interesting. But they've been around since, I think, the 60s. Yeah, I believe so. Maybe the 50s. I think Nabisco made a similar product called Toastettes. They were just like that. Of course, there was another one called Pillsbury made Toaster strudels. I think they came out in, I don't know, the 80s, 90s. I never bought those. So there's a similar products like that. But to this day, Pop-Tarts are a classic. And I still, like I said again, I still love them. I eat them maybe once a week, twice. We're not in the mood to make breakfast. It's a guilty pleasure I have. Okay. All right. Today's episode, I will talk about The Cisco Kid. It was a TV show that aired in the 50s. It aired for 6 seasons. And but first I will talk about a wrap-up of last week's post on Vanished Chicagoland. I don't have that many, so I will start right off with... first off, thank you for listening to my podcast. I had about 40,000 plays on my platform. And I started this almost a year ago. So I will have an anniversary show probably maybe this weekend or next week. Let me see. Probably next week. Yeah, I'll do an anniversary show. It'll be 1 year my podcast was launched. I'm very happy. I can't believe it. You know, it's been a year after over 100 shows. Okay. First off... I posted an ad. It was for a Sears department store. It just opened. They had their grand opening in the Roseland neighborhood on 112th Street and State Street. Now, when I lived in Roseland for 5 years, starting from 69 to 74, I remember the store. It wasn't that big, but I remember it was on the corner. My mom shopped there a few times, but... And I remember there was like a garage. I think they had an auto center. I think they did. I don't think so. I don't know. It's been a while. And that opened in March 13, 1952. And when I left the neighborhood in 1974, it was still there. But I think it closed a few years later. And then I remember They tore it down, and then I think they had a Taco Bell, and then that was gone. So, and now it's an empty lot, which is a shame because right across the street was the Robert Hall store, the clothing store. That building's still there, but I remember my mother bought clothes there, and for me and my brothers when we were little, bought suits, shoes, maybe shoes, maybe, no, I don't think shoes, probably shirts, coats. Yeah, it was good. They had very good products. That went out of business as well. I might do a podcast on them someday. Okay. And next up, one of my favorite actors passed away a few days ago. It was William Hurt, and he was famous for Broadcast News, The Big Chill, Kiss of the Spider Woman, which I think he won an Oscar. The last movie roles he did, he was in the Marvel movies, and I liked them, but he looked like he had a dark side, and according to sources, he did. So I had no idea he was sick. I had no clue. And he died, and he had advanced prostate cancer, which I did. And he was diagnosed in 2018, 1 year before I did. But I heard it spread to his bones, so mine was localized, thank God. And I don't know if he didn't go to the doctor or he just ignored the symptoms. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I read somewhere and saw some videos that he did some sort of special treatment that involved chemotherapy. I don't know. He said it at the time he said that it worked. He was interviewed on YouTube, but I guess it didn't. So he didn't live very long, and he was 71. So I posted that. I was very sad because I liked him, and I told people, if you feel strange and you have symptoms like going to the bathroom all the time or any other crazy symptoms, go see your doctor, make an appointment, have a blood test done. Do a PSA, and that would determine if you have something. That I did that myself, because it was very high, and I the doctor suggested to go to do a biopsy. I got that done, and then I came back. When I went back to my urologist, he told me I had prostate cancer. So, and then I don't want to go into that because that's a long story. So I had it removed, and I'm fine now. So I've been cancer free for 4 months now. I'm going to see the doctor again April 27th. Okay, so that's so sad, because he had a marvelous career, wonderful actor. Next up, yesterday was Pi Day, as in PI, not PIE, for the mathematical, problem. I don't know what it's called. And it was a letter in Greek. It's P, not pi. It's a letter P because I learned that in school. And I posted a sign from Poppin' Fresh, which is now Baker Square. There's only about maybe three in the Chicagoland area. There were a lot of them, but they closed because it was, I don't know, mismanaged. They're still in business, but I wish they opened more. But I don't know. I don't see that happening. So if you're, hopefully, you can go to one before they shut them down. But I heard they were bought by another company, so hopefully they'll re-expand. I hope they do that. I hope so. And the sign I put was raspberry. I'm not crazy about raspberry pie, but someone mentioned sour cream and raisin. That sounded good. And of course French silk. That's the best. I love it. So hopefully they'll come back. Okay, and also yesterday I posted a something about Pi Day. This was called House of Pies. They opened in Chicago in the early 70s. There were three locations. Someone also mentioned it was in Skokie, maybe, but it was in Elmhurst, River Forest, and Park Ridge. And they said it was very good. I remember briefly on that. This was based on ads in the Chicago Tribune. But they had locations in California. They had them for a long time, and I think they closed now recently, but they still have locations in Texas, I think in Houston. So if you're in the Houston area, drop by and see. I don't know about their food. I don't know if they serve food. They probably do. So they remember, but a lot of people remember House of Pies, and they said it was good. It was very good. Okay. And so that's it for the wrap up of this week of my post on Vanishing Convent. Now we're going to talk about the Cisco Kid. And who cannot forget that TV show? That showed, its original release was September 5th, 1950. It was syndicated, so it wasn't on net. It wasn't on the network, and I think the format was in color. I believe, you know, you saw black and white. Sometimes when we watched it, it was black and white. I don't know. I'm not sure. And it ran for 6 seasons, 26 episodes each. You know, they were very consistent. And so it first aired in Chicago, I think not in September, but late October. And I think it was on Sundays or Thursday. They keep changing the times. And it was on WENR-TV, which was Channel 7 at the time. And then it changed to WBKB. That came from Channel 4, then it changed to Channel 2, you know, that story. And then it's WLS now. And that ran for a few years, and then it moved to WGN. And I think it aired at night or in Sundays. But after that, in the 60s and 70s, it moved to Sunday mornings. And it stayed there for years and years, you know. And it was paired with The Lone Ranger. So on Sunday morning, you would watch the Cisco Kid and then the Lone Ranger. What a combo. That is a beautiful combo. And the show starred Duncan Ronaldo as the Cisco Kid and Leo Carrillo, I hope I pronounced his name right, as Pancho. Okay. And they were like the Robin Hoods. You know, they were like sort of like Robin Hoods, but they were desperados and they were wanted for unspecific crimes. And originally it was filmed in color. It was filmed in color, but they never saw, when you watched it, it was in black and white. So later on, as throughout the years, it did air in color, but it's mostly was black and white. And it was seen all over the world. Yeah, and they dubbed it in foreign languages. So a lot of people remembered the show. Okay. So right now I'm going to play the theme song. This is the introduction of the show. And as we all remembered when we watched it on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. And once you start watching it, you're on your way to a wonderful adventure with those two guys. So here's the introduction of the Cisco Kid.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the Old West, the Cisco Kid.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction. Oh, brings me back memories. I remember watching the show. The first time I watched the show was in the early 70s. It aired Sunday mornings on WGN Channel 9 in Chicago. It aired at 10:30, I think, and then Lone Ranger. But the thing is, I wanted to stay, but I had to go to church. So on Sundays, and my mom would get mad at me. You know, I'm watching television before church. Oh, I forgot that. But I loved it, and my brothers didn't get into it, but I loved the show. I really did, and sometimes I did. In the summers, I watched it. So that when you flipped over to TV Guide and look at Sunday schedule, boop, there it is, the Cisco Kid. And it was great. I love the show. Anyway, all right, I will talk about the history of the show, but its character. Okay, and the actors that portrayed the Cisco Kid. Now, he was a character created by O. Henry. He was the he was a American short story writer, and it was published in 1907, called The Caballero's Way. It was published in a magazine called Everybody's Magazine. So I think it's defunct. That was published from 1899 to 1929. And he was originally a murderous criminal, but later on in the movies and in the films and radio, he was a Mexican caballero, and he was heroic. So then they made some films. The first movie they made, the character was the character was featured in a silent film called The Caballero's Way, and came out in 1914. That's a long time, you know. And let's see, the actors that played him, there were a few. The first one, his name was William R. Dunn. That was the actor. It was the first actor to play the Cisco Kid. Next was Vester Pegg. I never heard of him. He was from the silent era. And then a few of the movies was Warner Baxter. And then, believe it or not, about six films, it was played by Cesar Romero, who was famous for the Joker on Batman. I think I saw a couple films of him playing the Cisco Kid on TCM. He was pretty good. And then Duncan Ronaldo took over. And then he played in a few films. Then it was Gilbert Roland. He was a very famous movie actor. And then after that, they switched off. It was Gilbert Roland, Duncan Ronaldo, all through the 40s. And the last one, Duncan Ronaldo played him in 1950. That was, I think, before. I don't know if it was during the show or before. And it was before when the TV series premiered. And believe it or not, there was a TV film called The Cisco Kid that starred Jimmy Smits. He played the Cisco Kid. And Cheech Marin, I think it was Cheech Marin as Pancho. So I heard about that. I wish I see it. You know, I wonder if it's on YouTube. I could watch that. And then the character appeared in radio in October 2nd, 1942. And they had about 600 episodes there from 1947 to 1956. It was voiced by other people. And you listened to the radio. You really did. And then, of course, it premiered in 1950 as the TV show. So you had Duncan Ronaldo as Cisco, and Pancho was Leo Carrero. And a lot of people remember their horses' names. And they really did. And let's see. The Cisco's horse, his name was Diablo. And Pancho was, I forgot. I'll let you know what it was. Loco. His name was Loco. Okay. Now we get that started. And let's see. Also, one of the famous thing about the TV show at the end, with those two guys at the end of the show, they would be laughing. They go, "Oh, Pancho, oh, Cisco." I love that. They would make a corny joke. That was funny. It was fun. That was famous for that. People loved that. And the sponsor was Butternut Bread. Also, in the East Coast, I think it was Weber's Bread. We didn't have Weber. I think it was New York. So we had Butternut Bread. And I posted a photo yesterday, and they did some personal appearances in Chicago. They came to Wrigley Field, and they had a rodeo. And they also appeared probably at grocery stores or any venue they had. And people met them. A lot of people told them they were very nice, and they signed autographs, and they were very kind to kids. So, and while their real names weren't mentioned, their real names. Here is I get mixed up like that. Pancho's real name was Fernando Miguel de Gonzalez. Okay. And Cisco was Juan Carlos Francisco Antonio Hernandez. That was based on a couple of them. But, you know, that they call themselves Cisco and they call themselves Pancho. Okay. Now, the actor Duncan Ronaldo, he was, believe it or not, he was not Hispanic. He was Romanian. He was born in Romania, which is very strange, you know. But he passed off as Latin, and he was in a lot of movies, and he did radio, television. He also wrote poetry, you know, and he was seemed like a very nice man, very versatile. And he died in 1980. He was 76, and he started with a couple movies with John Wayne. So that's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Also, he did the movies for the Cisco Kid. Now, Lee Carrero, he's an interesting guy. He did some movies. He did television. But he was also a political cartoonist and conservationalist. Excuse me. Thank you. And... you know, he seemed like he was very active, political active, but he didn't do many roles. He did a few movies, a couple of television shows, and he passed away September 10th, 1961. He was 81 years old. So Duncan Ronaldo lived longer than him, and people would come up to him and say, "Oh, there's Cisco," and would do the thing with "Hey, Cisco, hey, Pancho." They did that. So. That was, you know, that show is still, I don't know if you see it on television anymore. I doubt it. But it is available on DVD. I don't know if the whole series is, probably. It's probably public domain, so you can check on Amazon or eBay. Maybe you could find it. And so it's wonderful to see a show back then. It was clean. There was no swearing. The funny thing about it, they never used violence. They never used guns. They never shot at people, you know. But there were fights, you know, and with the bad guys, you know, and they saved the women from any dire, you know, escapades like that or you know problems. But they always came to the rescue. But never, no gunplay, hardly any gunplay, which is very interesting. Okay. All right. So that'll be all for today for this episode 112. I discussed my last week posts on the Chicagoland. Also, I talked about the Cisco Kid, the television series that it was also it was shown in the movies. It was aired on the radio. And I know they made comic books, too. I know they published that. So it was a great show. I loved it. Next to Lone Ranger, I watched it every Sunday on Channel 9. Okay. Right now, thank you for joining me. I'll probably do another episode this weekend. We'll see about that. Because maybe I'll talk about St. Patrick's Day because it's coming up on Thursday. We'll see about that. So this is your host, Pete Castanas. Thank you again for joining me. Now we have a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. So long, everybody, and have a good day. Thank you.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.